I've never heard of chicken coop as a crate before until I came out here. Now, the certain, if you're eating chicken, the children like to get certain bone.
We always call it the wishbone. Some people call it the pulley bone, but I think wishbone is generally used.
But pulley bone, you've heard around here?
I've heard around here, and I think more around the central Illinois that is used.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a word for the insides, the part of the insides of a pig or a calf that you can eat? A general term for the liver and the heart and all these things. Is there a special word they might use around here?
If it is, I don't know what
parslet
it is.
Or haslet, chitlins, pluck.
I wouldn't know.
Liver and lights.
Chitlins
is our word too.
That's one I've heard of.
Uh-huh. That would be
I wouldn't
more
know.
Southern. And the farmer might hear the cattle making some noise and say, looks like it's what time?
Oh, it looks like it's daylight
or
sun up.
You'd say chore time or feeding time or.
Yes, I think. I'd probably use the word feeding time because I don't think of chore so much.
Now you might remember these and you might not, but I try to get the calls to the cows. If you were going to call cows, this is out of your realm of experience. Why? how would you, if you happen to be on a farm?
Well, I think that I've heard them call here bossy, to get a cows in the milk.
Okay, and then when you're milking the cow, to make the cow stand still.
Whoa.
And any special call to the calves?
I don't know of any.
How about to the team, to make them go right or left?
Well, I never heard that. I don't think they use that around here. They guide them with the reins. Mm-hmm.
They never say gee or haw.
No, I never heard that around here. And I've been around lots of teamsters in my day.
And the call to the horse to get him in from pasture, you might call. Remember,
well,
the
nothing,
whistle or call them by name?
No, I think they call them, come on, George. I don't know too much about it.
Okay, and
all the horses I knew were always hungry enough to come without being called.
And to make the horse go a little faster.
Get out.
And the call to the horse to make him stop.
Whoa.
And the call to pigs when it's time to feed them, if you have
silly,
to.
Silly. Here, pig. Silly.
Sueys, get away.
No, I don't.
That varies, really.
I've heard Henry call them pooey. To feed them. Silly.
He said pooey when we called them. Sui was
getting away. Well, I didn't know there was any difference.
I never heard pooey either. It's time to feed the chickens. You call them
chick.
And you put your feet, when you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
And remember a name for the horse on the left, the team? Did they ever have a word for that? The nigh horse, the near horse. And you're driving the buggy, you hold on to the
reins, also called the lines, and a real smart fellow would say the ribbons, probably. Right up to snuff slang, a duty fellow would say, had a hold of the ribbons.
And if you're riding a horse, you'd hang on to the what?
Onto the reins or the line? Riding a horse onto the bridle.
Well, I mean the things in your hand.
Oh.
If you had them.
Well, reins, I expect.
Reins on a horse, and on a buggy it could be reins, it could be lines, and it could be ribbons. And you might say it's tough to grow flowers, but you can find weeds almost
anywhere.